After completing Nathaniel Hawthorne's 1850 novel, The Scarlet Letter, I've decided to reflect on the concept of judgment in society. We all say that we don't want others to judge us based solely on a single detail of the convoluted structure of our being. However, we tend to base our opinions on others from first impressions alone. Why are we so quick to judge people before knowing the extent of their character? And why do we allow single mistakes to define a person for eternity? I'm Cassie Guy, coming to you from Northridgeville, Ohio on March 11th, 2019, and I desperately want to find an answer to this hypocritical societal norm. The phrase, "don't judge a book by its cover," has been drilled into our minds since childhood, or at least it is a phrase that I recall hearing over and over again throughout my 17 years of life. It's something that everyone has heard at least once in their life, right? Don't let the outward appearance of something define its entire being. We all like to believe that we will dismiss all preconceived notions of a person when we meet them for the first time, focusing on the content of their character rather than what they look like, or what we've been told about them by others, or a singular mistake that they've made in the past. But this is rarely the case. In The Scarlet Letter, Nathaniel Hawthorne places great emphasis on the judgment cast upon Hester Prynne by the Puritan society. Now, Hester commits adultery in this story, and instead of keeping this sin a secret for the rest of her life, unlike others, she is open about it. It's not like she could have kept the sin a secret anyways, as the adulterous affair resulted in the birth of a child, and Hester's husband was not living in the town at the time, but this is beside the point I'm going to make. As punishment for her sin, Hester was made to wear a scarlet letter A on her chest, a constant emblem of her sin. This one act defined her in the society. She was alienated from the town, and the townspeople believed that she was unworthy. But the thing about Hester is that she was not the villain the town treated her as. She provided for the poor, she sewed eloquent garments for the higher-ups in the town, and she became the town therapist of sorts. But for years, the townspeople regarded the A on her chest with disdain, and did not allow her benign actions to speak for her true character. Even though this novel was written in 1850, the concept of judgment is still present today. Very much so, actually. At the beginning of my junior year of high school, I was terrified of the AP classes that I would be taking, based on what I had heard about who would be teaching them. I'd heard things like, "his class is impossible, he's so mean, she picks favorites, and if you're not one of them, well, good luck." I found myself passing judgments before meeting these individuals, and I felt incredibly guilty when I actually met these teachers and realized that they are both lovely people who take great pride in preparing their students for what will come later in life. That is just one of many examples of how I've experienced judgment in my life. I wanted a different perspective, so I sat down with my younger sister, Caitlin, who just entered sixth grade. Thank you for taking a minute to talk to me.
No problem.
So you just started middle school. I feel like this is an environment where judgment is particularly prevalent.
Yeah, it is.
So can you give me an example of a time when you judged someone at school?
There's one kid, and he's kind of like a class clown, and so we all judge him for it.
What about a time when someone judged you?
In third grade, there was this boy who teased me about my last name because my last name's Guy, and I'm obviously a girl.
I see. Yeah, I definitely get that too, seeing as my last name is also Guy. So do you think that it's okay for other people to judge you based on trivial things like that?
No.
Why do you judge other people then?
It's kind of hard not to.
Mm-hmm. Not surprisingly, there is a psychological explanation for this phenomenon of unfair judgment. The Association for Psychological Science explains snap judgments as quick judgments that we make about people based on singular events or extremely noticeable characteristics. So it turns out our actions of judging others aren't entirely in our control. Our brains create judgments and opinions based on the details that stand out, whether that detail be a scarlet letter A or a comedically contradictory last name. The question that I came into this attempting to answer is, why are we so quick to judge people before knowing the extent of their character? And why do we allow single mistakes to define a person for eternity? Well, first off, the quick judgments that we make upon being introduced to unknown people or things for the first time are purely psychological, and ultimately unavoidable. What is avoidable, though, is allowing these snap judgments to define the entirety of a person's character. Furthermore, we allow single mistakes to define a person for eternity based on the severity of the mistake in question. Though it is a sad fact, cheating and adulterous affairs in our society today have practically been normalized. We would not let an adultery scandal today define a cheater for eternity, right? Well, in Hester's situation, this is not the case. Adultery in the Puritan society was seen as an unforgivable sin, so it is unsurprising that Hester's crime resulted in such brutal judgment from her peers, though I'm not justifying their judgment. Hester was quite obviously a woman with a heart of gold, but the severity of her one sin led to years of harsh judgment. To conclude, I want to address the fact that we are all going to make judgments about others. We're only human, but it is our moral responsibility as human beings not to allow these initial judgments, no matter the severity of the details in which those judgments are derived from, to define the entirety of a person's character. It is our moral responsibility to not judge a book by its cover. Sometimes, books with covers that are not particularly picturesque, like arguably The Scarlet Letter, may contain incredible things between their covers.